A little over a month ago, I was here at St. Peter's Parish to celebrate this weekday Mass on the solemnity of St. Joseph, the husband of Mary. And now today, on the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, we are provided once again with the important role and example of St. Joseph. Both feasts recognize the role or the purpose to which St. Joseph was asked by the will of God to fulfill. He was first called to be the husband of our Blessed Mother, to look after the common good of the family. And now today, we recognize him as the patron of workers. For those who give, as we all know, to support society, the common good. And now in this essential time, this time of pandemic, we have come to identify a new term, essential workers. And it's not something that is new, but it has always been there. For there are people in our midst who are essential to the good work and the common good of our society. Work brings about in all of our lives a sense of dignity, a sense of purpose, accomplishment. And many of us take pride in the work that we do. But work also has a greater destiny. Work can be services that build up the lives of other people. And this is what we've come to recognize as essential workers or essential services. They are the people who provide the hidden work that allows, especially in this pandemic, to be work that both heals, provides essential support, and also allows for the gift of society to continue. And so today, I think we, as we celebrate as Catholics and Christians, this feast of May 1st that recognizes the dignity of work and labor, we should especially enter into this celebration with a deep sense of gratitude for the sacrifice that many continue to do, continue to sacrifice so that we ourselves are safe, that we ourselves also are understanding the gift of work. But this time has also created a new insight, and it has always been there, that there are people in our midst, in our society, who work in unjust conditions, who work in situations which aren't safe. And so now this light has come in the light of this pandemic. And it should create in us a deeper commitment as Christians and Catholics to promote the just working conditions for all, not just in the time of pandemic, but every day and in every country, and especially in Canada. And it becomes an important feast because many people do not have the ability to work because of the economy. And we see the suffering and the burdens that are placed on individuals and families when they are not able to work. And this is a condition that we ourselves as a church are not immune to. And it has been a difficult time, not only for society, but for our church and our diocese. For many people who would like to work, we are unable because of the situations that we face. And we turn not only to the government, to one another, to support them and to recognize the value of their work. We also celebrate today the great feast and the consecration of Canada to our Blessed Mother. It is a feast in which we as Catholics recognize that Mary's role is important in our life as a church. St. Francis has now designated, which has always been part of our tradition, the title of our Blessed Virgin Mother as being the Mother of the Church, for she was always that. As Christ entrusted his mother to John at the foot of the cross, at that very moment she became the mother of all the faithful. And so, here in North America, both in Canada and the United States, today we will consecrate our countries to the maternal and spiritual care of our Blessed Mother. It is a way for us to also recognize that we entrust to her spiritually our prayers, our petitions. And we do that in very human ways when we ask others to pray for us, our brothers and sisters, our parishioners. We invoke their intercession and help. And so as a church in North America, we do this very act of asking our Blessed Mother to support us in this time of pandemic. For we know that she herself experienced that sorrow, that burden, as she herself stood at the foot of the cross. She becomes no stranger to what we are experiencing at this present time. And so it can be for us not only an individual act, but an act as a diocese. And so today at the cathedral, following this Mass, and at 11 o'clock, I will have a special prayer service in which we will consecrate our diocese to our Blessed Mother and to allow her intercession to ease the pain and the burden of this pandemic. In today's readings, which fall on this feast of St. Joseph the Worker, we have the example of St. Paul in the Acts of the Apostles. St. Joseph had the role of being entrusted with the care of Jesus in his infancy and his early childhood. He was not there at the time, as Scripture says, when Christ died. But St. Joseph was called to a special role, as we see in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul was. In all of his letters, he recognized this as a turning point in his life. It is what we have called his conversion, his turning from being a persecutor of those who believed in Christ to then becoming a faithful follower. And this experience wasn't truly understood by him at the moment. And it is, as it is recorded in the Acts of the Apostles, a very sudden and very deep and very meaningful experience, one that was attached with a physical manifestation, that there was a bright light, and in that illumination that came into his life, he was blinded. But it was the word of the risen Christ that allowed him to take his next steps. For he was not downtrodden by this experience, but recognized that he was being called in his life to change, to allow the will of God to become more prominent. And so for 3 days, he suffered that temporary experience of blindness until another instrument in the hands of God comes into his life. And it is Ananias, a faithful follower, who, through another vision, was asked by the Lord to go to Paul. He was somewhat apprehensive. He was concerned that his own life would be threatened, his own life would not be safe. But the Lord assured him, and so he said that St. Paul would become an instrument in the hands of God. And this is part of this experience of St. Paul, that his conversion has with it also the important call to be a missionary. This is the two aspects of when God calls, God enters into our life, as he did St. Joseph and St. Paul. God calls us, and each call results in us having to change, to experience conversion, to let go of what we thought was important, and to be more open to accepting the will of God and that role and purpose that he wants us to live. Paul's call was to be a missionary, to become a fearless preacher of the Word of God. St. Joseph's call was to be a silent and dutiful follower, one who was called to be a protector, one who would take care of the family and allow for the gift of Christ to grow to maturity and wisdom in his very presence. And both of these examples, St. Paul and St. Joseph, become for us, I think, how the church experiences the risen Christ in these days. For we too are called to conversion, both individually and as a church, but we are also called to take up that mission and that special role. And we can't do that as Christians, I believe, unless we have the true and understanding gift of Christ's presence in our midst. For we cannot do what the Lord calls us to do unless we have the Lord by our side, the very spiritual presence of Christ. And this is where in John's Gospel we see this wonderful teaching on the bread of life. As the Jews are disputing about this presence that Jesus says will come into our lives through the gift of the Eucharist, his body and blood, they begin to dispute this. And so he takes the opportunity to instruct them and to instruct us. For we know that we who desire to be in the presence of Christ and to allow Christ to abide in us, that the Eucharist becomes such an essential part of our lives. And why this has become so difficult during this time of pandemic? It is a time in which we are not able to come and to join and to experience the abiding presence that we receive through the gift of the Eucharist. In the gift of the Eucharist, the Church has always taught that there are two elements that are part of our spiritual prayer. They are the elements of thanksgiving and the elements of sacrifice. Thanksgiving, that God has entrusted into our hands the gift of his abiding presence, that we as people of faith who believe, who carry on this remembrance, know that the Lord has promised to us that he would come to us in the sign and the gift of bread and the gift of wine. But these gifts become the reality that we're experiencing and that Christ experienced. They symbolize a self-offering, a sacrifice. And so it is in this celebration of the Eucharist that Christ gives us the sacrifice. He gives us the prototype and the sign to which we are to live our lives. And that is why we offer it in thanksgiving to God in this Eucharist. And why it is my hope, my desire, that as we slowly experience the lessening of these restrictions, we may all come to know, which we have in the past and which we yearn for in the future, the abiding presence of Christ. This was what St. Paul came to understand even after this most tremendous experience of conversion, what St. Joseph came to know through the gift of his dream, that God was calling them, asking them to sacrifice, and recognizing that their lives and their roles of service would be a sign of thanksgiving to others. And so, as we celebrate this great feast of St. Joseph the Worker, let us give thanks for those who continue to provide those essential services, for those who continue to sacrifice, for they give us the example both of St. Joseph and St. Paul. They are called to serve, and they have a purpose. And may we ourselves also recognize this deep call, this call of conversion, and this call of mission in our lives, even as we continue to labor under the restrictions of this pandemic. I pray that the celebration of this Eucharist, even though it is live streamed each day, can provide some sense of comfort and support for those who participate. And I invite all of us to join together at 11 o'clock And in that same spirit of prayer, of thanksgiving, and of sacrifice, let us consecrate our diocese to our Blessed Mother and to ask for her protection during this time of pandemic.